Chapter 2 Great Escapes. An order for the execution of Jack Shepherd arrived at Newgate Prison on Monday, the 30th of August, 1724. Once again, Jack showed his extraordinary courage. There was a place in the prison where friends could come to talk to the prisoners. The visitors and the prisoners was separated by a hole in the wall that had bars in it. Jack loosened one of the bars. When some women friends came to visit him, he broke the bar off the wall completely, and the women pulled him through the hole. He was a free man once again. Jack went to see a friend of his called Page, and they went into the country for a week. On their return to London, they passed a watchmaker's shop. They were surprised to see that the shop was open, but that there was only a boy guarding it. Jack immediately broke the shop window and pulled out some valuable watches. Jack's friends now knew that he was back in London, and they warned him that the authorities were looking everywhere for him. They eventually found where he was hiding and took him back to Newgate Prison. This time, they were determined to stop him escaping.
"You've been very lucky in the past,"
one of the officers told him.
"But you're not going to escape from us again. We'll make sure it's impossible."
They put iron chains on his legs and handcuffs on his wrists. The chains on his legs were attached to a ring in the floor of his prison cell. His adventures had by now made Jack famous with all social classes, and many important people came to visit him. Some of his visitors gave him money.
"Who knows if he'll try to escape again?"
they thought. Shepherd found a nail in the room, which he used to open the lock that attached his chain to the ring in the floor. Then he used the same nail to open his handcuffs. He could not remove the chains, but he pulled them as high up his legs as he could. His next move was to climb the chimney in the room, but his way was blocked by an iron bar. He then worked with his hands to free the iron bar. He climbed back up the chimney and made his way into the room above. No one had used this room for many years, and the door was locked, but it did not take Shepherd long to break it. He then went into the prison chapel and climbed onto the roof of the prison. He looked down and saw that the nearest building was a long way below him. If he jumped, it would be very dangerous. He went back to his original cell and took the blanket from the bed. Then he went back onto the roof. He tied one end of the blanket to the roof of the prison and then climbed down to the neighboring house. It was midnight by now, and Shepherd was exhausted after his escape. He walked to the edge of the city and found a stable where he slept for some hours. It was raining when he woke up, and he was cold and hungry. He bought some food from a little shop nearby and returned to the stable. Next, he tried to remove the chains from his legs by hitting them with a stone. 2 long, miserable days passed. Finally, a shoemaker passed by the stable, and Shepherd asked him to help remove the chains, offering to pay the man 20 shillings. The shoemaker agreed, and by 5 o'clock that afternoon, Shepherd was able to walk freely. He tore his clothes to make himself look like a beggar and walked back to London. He stayed in a poor tavern in the city and talked to the landlady about the adventures of Jack Shepherd.
"I hope he escapes again,"
the woman said.
"He's a brave young man."
"So do I,"
Jack replied.
"He might do it too."
Jack then walked around the streets, where he heard 2 ballad singers singing about his adventures. A few nights later, he broke into a shop in Drury Lane and stole some fine clothes, a sword, rings, watches, and other items. He put on the stolen clothes and went to find his old friends. He ate in taverns with his friends, and he even visited his mother to tell her that he was free once more. He celebrated his new freedom by drinking a lot of wine and brandy. At midnight, the boy who worked in the tavern where Jack Shepherd was entertaining his friends recognized who he was. The boy called the authorities, and they arrested Shepherd and took him back to Newgate. Up until the end, Jack Shepherd hoped to escape his death at Tyburn. He hid a sharp knife in his pocket on the journey to the place of execution, but an officer discovered it and took it away from him. He had another plan for survival.
"After they hang me,"
he told his friends,
"you must put me into a warm bed and open a vein in my arm. I'm sure this will help me recover from the hanging."
He behaved with courage and dignity at the execution and confessed his crimes. He was executed on the 21st of November, 1724.